welcome back. As promised, I'm going to deliver something about Samsung. I'm not going to deliver the Samsung versus Apple lawsuits, but I do have something better. Samsung had their Unpacked event yesterday where they released the Galaxy Note 9. They released their Apple Watch competition of the Galaxy Gear, I believe it is, or Galaxy Watch, sorry. And then the best part is they showed off their Galaxy Home, their competition to the Amazon Alexa, the Google Home, the Apple HomePod. They want to try to get Bixby to, you know, be a they want to go in the competition here. I can't get over the look of the Galaxy Home, so that's going to be kind of the talk of this podcast. So basically, the Galaxy Note 9, I'm reading this thanks to our friends at 9 to 5 Mac, just talking about all of the crazy things that happened at this keynote. The Galaxy Note 9 is 6.4 inches. That's the largest phone that Samsung's made. So what cracks me up is Samsung always going nuts, trying to bash Apple as much as they can. The iPhone X outperformed the Galaxy Note 9. I still can't believe that Samsung would let a product like that come out and just let it get bashed by the iPhone X, a year old phone, especially with 6 to 8 gigs of RAM and the options of up to 512 gigs of internal storage and a 4,000 milliamp battery. I mean, that's crazy. You could really do some performance with that. Because the iPhone X only has like a 2,700 milliamp battery. That's just surprising to me. Anyway, the Galaxy Watch, it's going to eventually support LTE. So they're taking a page out of the book of Apple. And the prices are pretty close to the Apple Watch. Except the sizes are 46 and 42. Now on to my favorite, the Galaxy Home. I mean, looking at this thing, it looks like a bug. It literally looks like it's going to get up and crawl away. I'm not even kidding you. This thing looks so freaking bizarre. When I first saw it, I went, is that thing going to just get up and walk away? The way it's set up, it's on these two tiny, it's on three little, it's like a little tripod. It's got like three little tripod legs. And man, I don't even know how to describe this thing. It looks like a wine, put it this way, it's a wine glass sitting on top of a tripod. I mean, I'll put a link up on our website to a picture of this thing. But according to it, it's got 8 microphones on it for far-field voice recognition. The ability to detect a user's location and direct audio towards them by saying, "Hi, Bixby, steer sound." Okay, that's pretty cool. If it can adapt to the size of a room, steer sound properly, get it sounding pretty good. I mean, that's actually pretty cool. But still, though, as people have said, Samsung's struggling to get Bixby to compete with all these smart versions of Alexa, Google Home, and...
Sorry, I don't
know. My Alexa just went off. Go to sleep. And then, like, Siri's getting pretty smart too, I have to say. Still though, it cracks me up. And then best part is they're apparently there's a rumor that they're going to do a wireless charger pad, which if it turns out to be like the Apple AirPower, maybe we'll see it. Maybe we won't. Who knows? I'm still waiting for that thing to make its debut, but you never know what's going to happen. I got to love Samsung and all their crazy stuff. But then again, you got to love Apple with their, you know, right to repair stuff, which honestly, I'm going to do one of the next podcasts on that because that's pretty entertaining. But yeah, thanks for tuning in for this one. I hope you take a look at the new Samsung Galaxy Note 9 in their Galaxy Watch. I'll put a link up on my website to a couple images and to our friends at 9 to 5 Max video, not video, article. Their article on this. Peace.